Welcome to your daily devotional for January 21st. Him who proclaims peace. Nahum chapter 1 and verse 15. Behold on the mountains the feet of him who brings good tidings, who proclaims peace. O Judah, keep your appointed feasts. Perform your vows, for the wicked one shall no more pass through you. He is utterly cut off. This text is a beautiful text. It is one of those gems that you find as you read through the Old Testament. It sparkles marvelously because it so clearly speaks of our great God and Savior. It speaks of Jesus. As it is written of him in another place, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people, for there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." He is on the mountains, high and lifted up for all who care to look up today and see. He proclaims peace to all mankind. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. This reminds me of Christmas, which is really not that long ago, but its meaning and spirit always seem to be too soon forgotten. The children of Israel were called to keep their appointed feasts. The keeping of the Passover, the Day of Atonement, and other feasts are voluntary today for the Christian, insofar as they may be kept as a memorial to the work Christ has done. But our appointed feasts are weekly, at a minimum, observances of celebration of Christ's finished work. Perform your vows to the Lord. You have come as a penitent in prayer to the Almighty, and in that you have done well. Have you not earnestly desired deliverance from sin in those times, and also resolved to do your part to avoid the sin in the situations that tend you to that sin? Have you followed through on those petitions and solemn promises from last Sunday's church service? The final part of our beautiful verse for today is a promise that the wicked one has nothing in you of a lasting nature. The devil will gain his victories, but they shall be shallow wins. For because of Christ's victory over death, through his death and resurrection, the evil one is utterly cut off. We have peace because of God's good tidings fulfilled in Jesus Christ. He is a God near and a God who cares. For this we ought to ever be thankful. Will you join me in a prayer of thanksgiving to God right now?